Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, happy Halloween! My mind is playing tricks on us. Happy Halloween, everyone, and I want to say first off, thank you all for taking time out, to be on my talk show. We're all around the world, and we have some celebrities and superheroes who are going to come in and chime in about, guess what, Halloween is now number two holiday, festival in America. Only outdoing Christmas. But the thing is, we have to also talk about the safety. And one of the women that is also a top five entrepreneur in the state of Georgia, she's also my co-host, and she's created her own superhero image that we need as people of hue and color. The Lookout Lady, and she perhaps maybe talk a little bit about that, but she is also a dear friend of mine, and glad for what she's doing for mankind and womankind. Check your breast cancer situations and do this because it is Breast Cancer Awareness. I want to say also, happy birthday, Chad Livesey. He is my nephew, and his birthday is today. Let me bring on this celebrity in our own world. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me introduce Miss Trisha Bailey.
Hello, Tom. How you doing?
Well, you know I'm always good when you got my back.
Yes, of course. How are you doing? Okay today?
I'm doing outstanding. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Yes, you
and,
too.
First, I'll say, thanks for taking your time off because I know you've been busy. Good God, all this past, this past month you celebrated with Anne, a 100-year-old birthday, and then you were at another function in Macon this past weekend. Talk to us a little bit about herself, and then, Raquel, Raquel Welch. Okay, that's what she told me.
No, not Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch doesn't have nothing on her.
Yeah.
But anyway, tell us a little bit about what you've done in October, Breast Cancer Awareness, One Billion Rising and everything else. But moreover, just talk a little bit about yourself and then introduce your co-host.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tom, for allowing me to be on your show today. Of course, you know you are the baddest man on radio. You are the media mafia. Like you said before, my name is Trisha Bailey, but a.k.a. Lookout Lady. First of all, how did I get the name the Lookout Lady? It started when I was a young girl, probably about 11 or 12 years old, about 11. And my cousin gave me that name. He gave me the name the Lookout Girl. Okay, he said, you're going to be looking out for us, okay? So that's basically what I have done. And I've taken this from a young kid to my adult life, and I said, I'm going to make a character out of her, which is the Lookout Lady now. So basically what I do is I look out for people. I I actually help to save people's lives every single day by things that I do. I'm a hairstylist. I'm also a water instructor and also a fitness instructor. So I basically look out for other people, and I advocate for different events like for breast cancer awareness, domestic violence, and also for breast cancer, those kind of things, things that involve women's issues.
Shout out to Ann. She just turned 100 years old. Were you impressed when she swam?
Yes, I was there.
Cool at 100 years old.
Yeah, she was 100 years old. She was with me when she was 90 years old. She used to come to one of my classes, and her daughter asked me to come to support her in her event that she had. It was her birthday. She was 100 years old, and I actually got there to was there basically cheer on as the lookout lady. She was so surprised to see me when I was there. So I do events like that for young and for the old.
Well, that's amazing. And if you can, touch base on the event that you did Friday.
Oh, yes. I was with, her name is Cindy Smith, and her organization is called Dolls of Faith. We were there on Friday, which is yesterday, Friday, and it was, powerful women speakers, beautiful people who were singing, testimonies from several individuals. But and I'll let her tell you a little bit more about it. But it was a powerful message for women and also a powerful event.
Well, now we have who's going to be your co-host, and I'm going to actually just letting you know that we're surrounding more than 100 people on the talk show, and
okay.
I'm going to introduce the mother of the child actor of the child. Okay, yeah, you did good.
Okay,
here is Captain America
ahead.
Just come in. Okay, let me introduce her. Okay, 1 second.
Okay,
please introduce her. Tell her, tell us about.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you how I met her. She came into the salon where I worked, and it was like out of the she came in and said, well, I think it's a walk-in, and then she called me first, and she needed someone to do her hair, so she came in, and I was there available to do her hair, and her son came with us. And when I looked at him, and he started talking, I kept saying, man, he's very, he talks like an adult. And, he's very logical, and he talks about, current events. And so I told her, one day he's going to be a star. She's like, really? I said, yeah. And, but that's what she is still in her kids. She is still, she's a very positive young woman. I like the way she teaches the kids, to better themselves, to always, stay ahead of things. So that's how I met her, basically, by her being my client. And so and when I saw Dee on TV, I was like, oh, my gosh, there he is. I knew that was going to happen to him. So I hope we have Rachel on the other line. Is Rachel DeBois on the other line?
Yes, I'm here, Tricia. And Tricia, I know as much as you want to call me Rachel, like the lamb.
Okay, it's
Raquel.
Yes, okay.
That's why Tom was saying Raquel Welch, because everybody looks at my name and they see the Q U and they say C H all the time, even at work. People are like, thanks, Rachel.
I know, and I've known you for a long time. I still call you that. But I know. Okay,
exactly.
You're right.
Raquel. Yes, call your mama
Raquel
R. Well, see,
thank you guys for having me.
Well, thank you so much. And now I want you to kind of talk about, obviously, both of your successes. And obviously, I'm just going to call you Mama R, throughout the show. Is Halloween, and we all have a little child inside of us. You feel me? And
exactly.
And sometimes Halloween is a way for the adults and the children to, and guess what? It is, how much is it? It's over $6.9 billion industry, because the parents and the young teens are also wanting to live out their childhood heroes in costume. And it is a become number two, okay, holiday in America. But first off, I want to back off, and Trisha, can you talk a little bit about the Halloween, the costume, and safety, and to be able to celebrate with your family in a safe environment?
Yes, of course. When you, first of all, when you're making your costume, you know, of course, make it safe for the kids and make it so they're able to walk in it and, you know, to stay in it for a while, you know, of course. I know a lot of people are making things where it has reflective pieces on their costumes, like, you know, you might have something that's glow-in-the-dark so you can see the kids at night, right? Also,
yeah.
Of course, go in more, have pairs, go in more twos or threes, you know, maybe a family or a group of people travel together. Don't go by yourself. I know there were some other things that you sent me also. Of course, it was don't go late at night, you know, because of course I'm sure it's like there's a cutoff time when, you know, you want to go to someone's house. Don't go to neighborhoods that you're not familiar with. Those kind of things. And also, like when you get the candy from the Halloween, once you're done, make sure either have it inspected by your parents or have it x-rayed. Those are some tips, Tom, that I do remember for your kids to remind your parents to.
Well, that's and this is the thing is, this is one of the most joyous, you know, celebrations with, like I said, all the family and even mom and dad, you know, your grandma. And I was contacting with Michael Irvin, NFL.com, and he and Marcus were in costume. And this is why the adults are involved in it. Now, what I want to, you know, have your co-host talk a little bit about her son and the movie that is related to this holiday of Halloween called, is this what, Tyler Perry? Boo? Go with
right.
It.
Right, yes. Boo, so, a Madea so Halloween.
Raquel, is D on the line?
Yes, he's here.
Okay. So can you introduce
Hello,
your son? Hi, Dee. How
everyone.
Are you doing?
Hey, everyone. This is my 12-year-old son, Dee Dubois, child actor, child entertainer.
Hey, guys. I just want to say thank you to Mr. Tom for allowing me to be on your show today.
Wow, Dee, you
thank
sound
you
so
much.
Good,
thank
wow,
you.
Wow, you know, look,
yes.
look, I got goosebumps, Dee.
Dee has had a change in his voice since he filmed the movie back in January.
Yeah,
totally
different.
Well, let me jump on real quickly. Dee, thank you so much for the, you know, the privilege. First off, I want you to just say one thing, two things, three things before we go further with you. Is that do you love your mama? I'm a mama's
I
boy
do.
Now.
I love her very much. I love my very much. She's my phone bill.
Oh.
Now, Dee is a bit of a comedian, you guys.
I'll give you a point. Now, let me also ask
bill,
you.
So he loves me a lot.
Now, let me just say this to you. Here's the thing, Dee, before we go any further, is that you can be a real big, you know, superhero of your own when you're dealing with the youth, you know, is that you had an experience with you think you're smarter than a fifth grader. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yes, sir, I can. I was smarter than a fifth grader. It was one of my first major jobs that I've done. It came on Fox last May, and I have to say it was one of the best experiences that I've experienced in my 12 years of living. The best of the filming ever. You know, I made a lot of new friends. I learned a lot of new things. And I think overall, like, in the end, it taught me a lot about myself and how I can progress.
Wow. Trisha, go ahead, take it.
Okay. Okay, so Dee, so what type of costume are you gonna wear for Halloween?
Well, the funny thing is, last night me and my mom, we stayed up making a homemade costume, and I'm going to be a television.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yes, it was very creative. It was, you are, what, Saturday night, what is it?
Yes,
what was
the
name
retro
of your costume?
Television. The baby is a slice of pizza,
and
Dee is a retro television set.
I'm making
mine today. I'm going to be a box of popcorn.
Oh, wow. That's
going to
be cool.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm trying to get my husband to be either the red carpet or a TV host. He's saying he didn't want to participate, but he's thinking about pulling out his Afro wig from the closet and being a TV host. So we'll be the Entertainment Tonight family with a slice of pizza, retro television, and a box of popcorn.
So you're getting the whole family involved.
Can we get a YouTube of that? I'll post it on my site.
Most definitely.
Wow.
I already have a collage so far of the slice of pizza from the 18-month-old and Dee, who's wearing the retro TV set.
And Tom, I'll send it to you because it was precious. Oh, God, it's nice. Okay, let me ask you another question, Dee. See, are you available? Tell me something that you think that the kids can do to stay safe for Halloween.
Well, Trisha, I know that what I will be doing on Halloween, I hope that other people around my age do, is I would definitely be making sure that all my devices are charged and brought with me. I think that is very important because how our society today is so revolved around technology, I think that we should also use it for good to stay safe as well.
Wow.
Okay. Very good. Excellent. And Dee, what's the name of your character in the movie Boo with Tyler Perry?
The name of my character is BJ. I play Tyler Perry's Smart Mouth son.
Okay, so when I'm sitting in there watching the movie, I'm going to see you in there, right?
Yes, ma'am, you will.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Uh-huh. Now, did you see my picture of the lookout lady that I sent you?
Yes, ma'am. I love the costume. It looks very creative.
Do you like it?
And it?
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I do. And your hair looks very pretty.
Thank you. All right. Well, I want to come to your school one day and be a guest at your school and come and talk to your school about, like, no bullying or, you know, if you're able to do that.
Yeah, I think that would be a possibility. I think that would be a possibility in the future. I think I would really like to do that because today's youth is so revolved around certain things, and I feel like we should also focus on important things like school and like just respecting your elders, just basic things like that that everyone should know and learn.
Okay, good.
Well, let me ask you, Dee, if you don't mind, your mom, okay? We have Anderson Livesey, and I have a little nephew here with Captain America. He just came in with his outfit. Well, we have K-5. 950 kids. They call me Uncle Tommy. But the thing is for you and the lookout lady and your mother to come in and say, moreover, first off, how did you enjoy the experience working with Tyler Perry? And secondly, is how can you get this opportunity or suggest opportunities for others your age is to keep the grades up. Isn't that right?
Well, first, working with Tyler Perry was a great experience. He was very friendly. He was very professional and efficient. The whole thing just moved by so fast, but I was glad that I got to experience it. I think it also helped me a lot as an actor to know mm-hmm. my strengths and weaknesses as a young actor. And for the second question, I think that everyone should have the opportunity to keep their grades up. If it's just extra credit, remediation, because you know, I try my best to keep my grades up, and math is my worst subject. So I know that when I finish all my other assignments for other classes, I work extra hard on math. I have to study longer. I have to ask my parents for extra help. And I think that if you have those type of resources, just simple things like a Google search engine or a textbook, that you should use those to help you to so you can pass all your classes.
That's right.
Well, we
exactly.
need to have you. We need to have you. Actually, Anderson Livesey Elementary School is here in the Promised Land. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Guess what? I'm going to give you cousinship that you're going to come out to the Anderson Livesey Elementary School, and then you'll be able to tell in all on your resume or your portfolio, you know, from this day forward, okay, in Hollywood or wherever you are, is say that you are a cousin and you have been to the Promised Land. How about that?
Yes. First, thank you, Mr. Tom, and second of all, I claim it.
Oh! Bam!
Oh, you got to claim it. I like that. So, D, are you available for speaking engagements at different schools? Are you doing that now?
Possibly in the future. I think that would be a great experience for myself and for others to share my personal experiences as a young actor and also with other people my age, because with people around my age, if you're interested in things, I think, yeah, you should definitely get a head start so you know what you want to do for the rest of your life and so that you can be successful.
Okay, great.
Wow.
So I know there's a lot of school systems that I'm involved in, so I would like to maybe have, you know, maybe Raquel, have you come and maybe talk to some of the students in some of the schools. Is that okay?
Most definitely. His schedule is just jam-packed right now. But
okay.
What we will do is definitely look and see when he has openings. And it's really
okay.
Good right now that I guess once he started middle school, a lot of things changed. You know, it's a totally different world than elementary school. So
yes.
Once he started middle school and now that he has 8 classes and a locker that he's been talking about for the past 4 years, I'm just really focused on him finishing out his last year of middle school and then moving on to performing arts high school.
Right.
Isn't
well,
it
really
amazing?
Is it.
Now, can you give a shout out? Let them get a shout out to this school and the Performing Arts School, if you don't mind.
Well, the middle school that I currently attend is MD Roberts Middle School, and I must say it's a great staff. They keep the school in check. We always have a lot of fun there. Yeah, I would love to get a shout out to my school.
Excellent.
Great.
Very good. And I also want to say kudos to Raquel and her husband also, because they were the ones that, you know, basically has been there with D in his success. So, you know, congratulations, Raquel.
Thank you. Yes, it's been a long, long road. He's been acting
for five years.
Since he's been 7. And funny thing, Trisha didn't mention this part, but the reason that I walked into her salon was because D had started going to acting school when he was 7 years old, and it was in Decatur. And that's about a 45-minute drive from our house. So every Saturday morning
yes.
from 10 to 12, I needed something to do. I said, I'm not going to sit in this car and wait for him to finish class. I'm not going to, go out and shop. I need something to do. So I started calling around, and that's how I found the shop that I was calling. Do you do natural hair? Do you do natural hair? So for the 2 hours that Dee was in acting school, every Saturday I would go to Trisha's shop and get my hair done. So she was actually there from the inception of his career 5 years ago.
Yes, yes, it was.
Well, let me ask you this, Mom. For those who are going to be listening in, first off, we're going to go because we're coming around the corner because it's only a 30-minute show. I'd love for you all to come together as a group. Dee, I love you, man. You're my little cousin. You're my little cousin now, so represent the Promised Land. You can always say, you know, we can't guarantee you're going to make it to heaven, but at least you can tell everybody that you've been to the Promised Land. So he has cousinship, so do you, Mom. But now for mothers and parents who are, you know, listening to this show right now, it's probably going to be viral here, you know, in a couple of hours worldwide. Can you say, as a mom, like you say, you know, we all have to sacrifice. Listen, my mother took me to football practice. I had, you know, wound up with 39 scholarships, but my dad thought football wasn't worth a hill of beans. So I had scholarships. I roomed with Herschel Walker. But then at the end, I was a young stockbroker on Wall Street, and I deal with a lot of athletes, NFL, NBA, you know, the baseball league and all the rest of them. But the more important thing is my mother took me to practice and dropped me off of practice. So what I want, Mom, can you say what it's going to entail? Because a lot of the mothers think that their son or daughter is going to be the next, you know, Justin Bieber or D, okay? How can you give some kind of advice to them?
Thank you so much for asking that question, Tom. I get this question a lot from family, friends, coworkers, even strangers. And then once I actually tell them, you know, I've actually typed something up just as, you know, like a pat list other people, I always get the same response, unfortunately. Oh, that's too much. Maybe we ought to try something else. And I think that a lot of people are not aware of the, I mean, it is an extreme sacrifice. We have been blessed, my husband and I, since we've been in the state of Georgia. We have relocated here 11 years ago after Hurricane Katrina. We're originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. We were there during the hurricane.
Wow.
So our story goes way, way beyond what people see now. When we relocated here and, you know, after we got settled and determined, hey, we're going to help Dee pursue his acting career, we have been blessed to have employers that have allowed us the flexibility to be able to leave for auditions and such. So that's one big thing that a lot of people, a lot of parents say, oh, I can't do that or my job doesn't allow me to do that. You only get about a day's notice for these auditions. So if your agent sends you an audition, it's usually, hey, we need them there tomorrow at this time. You need to confirm or you need to deny right now. So we have done a lot of things, switching schedules with people, working late hours, taking him to auditions, then going back to work, being rejected. I mean, the rejection. His entire first year of being signed, he got no jobs. We went on about 50 to 60 auditions all around the state of Georgia, and he was not picked up for any. He was booked at all. So his very first job was in January of his second year of acting, and it was a Moe's commercial, and he was just an extra. And from then on, we have been able to take it in stride. But the number one word is sacrifice. I mean, that means staying up late. That means sacrificing not just money, but your time. It's a lot. It is a lot, but it's definitely rewarding to be able to help your kids live their dreams and to pursue their passions. If you know it's a God-given purpose to be a parent, that's what we were placing their lives for.
Well, let me just say this to you. Let me say this real quickly. Is as a youngest stockbroker on Wall Street from Georgia, 19, I trained people three times my age and lost 60 of my people that I lived with and stayed with when I was there doing line 11. And after Madoff with all the money, I'm not back here, and I wasn't banking, you know, and I gave up my $4 million, you know, guaranteed license to do this every year. I gave it up because I'm not banking on Wall Street. I'm back here banking on Main Street. I'm back here banking on organizations, corporations, and mothers like you, okay, to bank on our people. And the thing is that you got to learn objections. And you just said that, mother. It's that, you know, listen, I had to make 100 calls. Now, I grew up, and I had no idea of rejection because I was always loved. But, you know, you had to make 100 calls, and out of 100 calls, you get freaking, you know, people hanging up on you and cursing you out. And then you had to pick up the phone again, and you had to call again. But guess what? I learned that these objections, out of 100, there are going to be 16 people that want more information from you. There's going to be 8 of those 16 that's going to ask you to come out and see them. And out of those 8, you got 4 that, you know, you deal with and you send more information. And out of the 100, there's 2 that's going to buy from you, and that's going to be worth $20,000. So every objection, every no is closer to a yes. So, D, understand, and I'm glad that you are my little cousin now, because guess what? Every no gets you closer to that yes. And just like Mom said, you got to persevere and you got to sacrifice. And you got to get your all, because God gives all a God-given talent. And you have hit on your own, D.D. So, D, I celebrate you, and everything else. But I want to bring on, if you don't mind, I think there's someone from your event, Tricia.
Yes.
Is Cindy?
Yes.
Cindy?
Cindy Smith.
Yes.
Tom, let me tell you.
Welcome to the show,
Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, thank you.
Tom, let me tell you about Cindy. Cindy is originally from Baltimore, Maryland. Is that right, Cindy? Raquel was talking about making sacrifices. Now, this young lady, she had made several sacrifices for the event that she put on last night. Well, anyway, I was there, of course, as the mistress of ceremony and also as a lookout lady. So I want her to tell us a little bit about what her organization is all about and also, the event last night.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on your show, for giving me this opportunity. Well, basically, we had a Deliverative Life Lessons Conference on Friday night in Morrow, Georgia. And so what the goal was to do was to give God, to celebrate what God has done in the lives of not just the dolls, but so many people in the community. You know, there's so many hurting people. So, you know, when you see others doing great things to help people, to give a hand up to someone, you know, a lot of times they don't even get a thank you. You know, and so we wanted to step in and we wanted to say thank you for some things that people have done for the Elite Dolls and also for things that they're doing in the community for our wounded sheep. So that's what the conference was about. It was phenomenal. Oh, my God, Tricia, you was a great mistress of ceremony. I just want to thank everyone that came out to support it. We just thank everyone, and I just like to let everyone know we have a mobile brochure. We also have limited financial assistance. We have counseling. We're in the process of setting up a boutique, a free boutique, where individuals can come and shop on a certain day, and they will receive free items.
Oh,
wow. Well, Cindy, listen, thank you so much for listening in and calling in. But can you throw a little words of wisdom to Dee from Tyler Perry Bush? And did you hear this articulation of this young man?
I did.
As far as his success, can we all come together? Because, Mom, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. Now, Mom, you've done.
Amen.
Woo, you done. Woo, and sacrificed. Woo.
Yeah.
Daddy did it. Everything done it. But guess what? Now, you know, listen. Hey, you bloom when you plant it. Amen. And so, with that, Cindy, can you give your contact information? And Mom and Dee and Tricia, can you give your contact information for others who are going to be listening to the show? Make sure to share this link. I will be putting on your walls or your email or whatever. And this is what we do in the Promised Land. You know, I don't need no money in the Promised Land, but we need help. And we got to stop being afraid to help each other. And we got to learn to group our resources together and up. Because if you come to the dinner table on Sunday, if you hadn't helped harvest that, hello, it's a harvest, isn't it? It's time to harvest. It's October, isn't it? If you ain't did your part, you know, you don't need to come to the dinner table. You got to.
That's right.
Fall in where you fit in. And it's not all about money. It's about you got to do what you know you got to do.
Amen.
You got to fill that hole in a void. Amen. Listen, don't get me preaching because I'm not going to advertise my church. I'm sorry. But anyway, can you give a word of wisdom to the young brother, D?
Yes, I can. You know, I just want to say to you, young man, you're on the right path. You're on a great path. You're headed for your destiny. There's so many other young individuals, young males, that are watching you. I say stay focused. Seek God in all your ways and trust God. Listen to your parents and do good in school. And God will meet you halfway. And so, and to the other young people out there, he is a good model. He is a representation of what you should be, you know, aspiring to do in your community. I congratulate
Amen.
You.
Thank you very much. I received that, and I really do thank you for your words of wisdom. That really did make me feel good, and I hope that people can look up to me as a role model, because I really do try my best in what I do, and I'm trying to, like, lay out my path, and I could not do it without my mom or my dad or without
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, let's start with Cindy, Dee, and then Mom, and then Trisha. If y'all have any contact information, how can people get in touch with you? I mean, not bombarding you with unnecessary commercialism, but if there is you have any contact information, let's start with Cindy, Dee, then your mom, then Trisha. Don't mind.
Okay. So this is Cindy Smith. You can contact me on Facebook at Cindy, CindyDof, like Dolls of Faith, Smith. Also, you can send me an email at Doll, Doll, Faith, FAITA.DOF, like Dolls of Faith, @gmail.com.
D.
Yes,
mom,
these contact information, you guys, would be my email address. That's Raquel,
okay.
R-A-Q-U-E-L, M as in Mary, Williams. So that's RaquelWilliams@gmail.com. So any questions that you guys have about how Dee got started in the industry, some things you should look out for, I know that we were blessed enough to have people after we had made some mistakes who helped us. At no charge. So that's why I'm always ready to give back and give information by helping other people to get to where they are, because we had someone to do that for us who had done this 15 years ago. So
you gotta pass it forward. Now, do you have a presence on Facebook or I mean, we want to make it sure that it's
only,
coming through.
Only a
your
private
location.
Presence on Facebook.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's only
okay,
a private
good.
Presence on Facebook. Now, D does have a fan page on Facebook. He has D Dubois, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And then he also has a
mm-hmm.
Facebook fan page called D Dubois Child Entertainer. He's also on Twitter at DEEJR504. He's also on Instagram at DEE Dubois. As well. So, yes, he's on all social media sites, which, of course, I am heavily monitoring. So,
there you go. Hey, Mom
sure
got
that
you.
He, oh, most mm-hmm. definitely. Just making sure that he stays.
Well,
what's going on?
You're sacrificing and you're doing, the extra talent and everything. And for those who need media exposure, who are independent artists, who are musical artists, who are looking for, media exposure, you can contact me. My name is Tom Livsey, and that's LIV is in Victory, SEY on Facebook. Live to see a better day. If you're looking to try to get exposure, we do ad article talk show campaigns with my lovely co-host and Lookout Lady. We deal with all the mother's finest. What is that? Get a girl. We deal with all of them. We deal with athletes. We deal with celebrities and everything. But
mm-hmm.
the most important thing you got to understand, everyone, is that God gives us all a true talent. Unfortunately, some of us live our whole lives without identifying our true talents. On the other hand, has identified his at an early age. Okay? So we're no better than anyone else. And so we are, listen, some people more, we're all created equal. Some people more equal than others. And then those who are more equal than others are those who give back, like Mom said. Okay? So, Trisha, give your contact.
Okay, Tom, thank you. My name is Trisha Bailey, 80@gmail.com, and also lookoutlady10@gmail.com. And you can also go on my Facebook page, Trisha Bailey, also.
So, listen, happy Halloween. Thank you all so much. And the host, thing, I think, 919.
Let me say this, that Raquel, I can see a book. I know you're going to have a book out soon about how to have a childhood a child star. So I know you need to keep right down all your notes, keep those notes that you have, because I can see a book.
I do. Thank you so much. I have quite a few pieces of work that I am working on just about different things that I've overcome in my life. So, yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm definitely happy to share that to uplift others.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we deal with a lot of authors. We deal with a lot of authors. We deal with, I mean, so you got to understand what I'm trying to share with you is that, you know, I'm calling you from, and I failed to say this, I'm calling you from a place most people live their whole lives trying to get to. I'm calling you from the promised land, Snellville, Georgia. And there you go. And I want to say, everybody, happy Halloween. Be safe. D, I love you, man. Love you. Love you, cuzzo. Love you, cuzzo. Listen, cuzzo, tomorrow when you go to school, you say, hey, my cousin, look, we're going to bring you down. Just tell them. We're going to bring them down to the promised land. And we're gonna put some food on the grill. Sandy, come on now. Look, hey, you ain't had no fun. We have a lake, we have pavilions, we have all kind of celebrities that come down here and speak. But the point, most important thing is, D, I will say this to you, and last, love your mother, and
yes,
love yourself, and do your best, because only you know, you understand, that you've done your best. And don't stop until you do your best. One
Amen.
Love, everyone, and I'm going to leave
okay,
with this.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
See you. Happy Halloween from the promised land.